Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with Tracy Thompson, coach, pretty good salesperson, all-around decent human being, and the other guy. That would be me. So today, we are going to talk about what I think I get a lot of requests for. Tracy's told me she gets a lot of requests as well. We spend so much time getting appointments and leads and hopefully people to reach out. And we talk a lot about lead gen, right? But we don't do a lot of sales here. And here's a little hint, guys, gals. If your lead gen's good and you get enough or more than enough people that know, like, and trust you coming to you for help, you really don't have to be good at sales. Just help them. And if you want help on how to grow a cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get the leads, all that sort of stuff. So that's a really important topic we're just trying to cover today. Today is I'm actually in the dadgum building. I'm having conversations with the person. How do I do it? So what I was hoping to do is one, talk, have Tracy talk through a concept that is a lot of fun and will really help in terms of you buy how you sell. And then two, I was hoping to just, one of my favorite things to do is with Tracy, and I'll let you pick if you want to buy or sell, Tracy, is just give a bunch of the objections we hear, like, oh, I got to talk to my boss, or I got to, it's too much, or we can't do it till we got a contract. We'll kind of role play a couple of those. But first, if we don't show up as the right person, there's no way we're going to say the right thing. So let's talk about how to show up as the right person in context of you buy how you sell. Lay it on me, girl.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So sales is really an extension or an expression of your mindset. So it always starts with mindset first.
That's a write it down. For all people, hold on. When Tracy or Mike says what to say, I'm going to write that down. That's a mistake. What Tracy just said, sales is an extension of your mindset. No matter, we have coaches, we have people that enroll, and I've led many sales teams, and we have the exact same script for everybody. Magically, even the same person or different people read the exact same script, they get wildly different results. So just for those of you going, it's not about mindset, just tell me what to say. It's like, we could give you a script, and if your mindset sucks, your results will suck. And if your beliefs are helpful, the script can be life-changing. So that said, keep us going.
Yes. So just what you just said is so true. We, our clients, our Clean Nation, people come to us or write in the Facebook group, some variation of, I just need to know how to bid. I need to know what the numbers are. I need to know how to compete. And they're very fixated on what to say, the exact right way to say it, and the right way to put the numbers on the page and all of those details, thinking that that is what's going to determine whether or not the sale happens. And so the first thing, as I said, it's mindset first. So what does that mean? What is mindset when it comes to sales in your industry? Well, the first thing is our beliefs, what we believe right off the bat, and the way we behave. This is an interesting connection. The way we behave as a buyer can be very telling in the way that we try to sell. So I'll give you an example.
That's another writer down, or the way we think they have nothing to do with each other, but they're tracing to show you how they're integrated. But if you're taking notes, the way that we buy has everything to do not only with the way that we sell, but the way that people buy from us, right? It's like saying you get crazy friends that are like, I want to date, but none of these girls want to date me. And it's like, you got to change who you are. And then magically it'll feel like they change who they are, but it has everything to do with you and what you're attracting and very little to do with them in the outside world. So hit us with some, I've got some examples. I'm dying to hear yours.
Okay. So one that's really common is let's say you're getting a lot of people going, oh, but it's the price is too high. It's too much. No. You know, I've got other bids. I'm going to call another cleaning company who's already that pricing's crazy. That's way too much. And or they're grinding you on the price, and they're just trying to get you down to the lowest possible price, and you're exasperated. Well, I just don't understand. Don't they get the value that I'm bringing? And you're incensed over how these prospects are grinding you on price. But then you go to a car lot or go to buy something, and the first thing you think to yourself is, how can I get the cheapest price? How can I grind this person on, get the best deal? How can I find the cheapest possible way to do this? And it doesn't even occur to us that those two things are connected. So think about how you buy. And what the, and this is really telling as it relates to our belief systems. So I was brought up to believe that if it wasn't on sale, you didn't buy it. Like, that was one of my embedded beliefs when I was, seriously, my mother told me that from the age I could even remember, back before I could remember. If it wasn't on sale, you didn't buy it. And so,
AKA, also known as poor people thinking. Because
right?
everybody
Exactly.
knows that you know what goes on sale first? The good quality stuff, the best. Oh, wait, no, that's already been bought by people that aren't insane. And by the way, I was raised poor. Yeah, not like it. Yeah, the 99 cent store, and we were at the 33 and a third cent store, right? So I'm not, please don't hear me judging. I am judging that belief, but not from a place of not having had it or not being raised a very similar.
Right. And so that right off the bat, when we check in and if we're honest with ourselves and we really look in the mirror and go, oh, you know what? I do that. I'm always looking for the cheapest possible way to get something done. I do haggle. I do grind people on price. Wow. I never realized that that's exactly what I'm attracted. That's exactly who my clients are.
And let me throw something in. I was going to mention earlier when you said when you give a price and you hear sharpen your pencil, I got six other people, blah, 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 blah. And Tracy said exactly our superficial feelings. Ah, that guy, that's crazy. That's whatever. But if we're honest with ourselves and we really listen, we go, that's what I do. That's where the problem goes. I get it. I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing. So
That's even worse.
whatever your biggest objection is that you get consistently, it's not coming from the buyer, it's coming from you. If we're residential and we're talking to a mom and she goes, I have to talk to my husband. We go, and we keep getting that and keep, we go, yeah, me too. I'd have to do it as well. I get that. That makes sense, right? Or I have to sleep on it, or I have to think about it. And by the way, guys, gals, if the kind of foundation we have to lay for any of this stuff is we are never trying to. We're assuming that you're men and women of integrity, and we're only selling things that are going to serve the people that you're helping, right? So the goal is never like, I'm going to get as much as I can to everybody, whether they're a good fit or not. If that's you, that's gross and you should feel dirty and I can't help you. But if you, in the way that we coach and teach, is the first 85% of the conversation is what's going on in your world? What hurts? Why does it hurt? How important is it for you to get it fixed? What have you tried that worked and didn't work? And really get crystal clear. And once you're like, I know I can help this person, I know I can fix this problem, then you can go all out and sell like a son of a gun. And when they try to cheat themselves with, oh, I got to do it for a nickel, and you know that doing it for a nickel is what got them where they're at now, or I got to talk to the boss or my spouse or my psychic or my psychic's dogs or my dog's psychic or whatever going on. And in our heart, we go, that makes sense. That's what I would do. We're boned. So how do you fix that, Tracy? If you're like, oh my gosh, it is, it's so me. What do you do? How do you stop selling that way?
Well, the easy answer, the quick answer, let's just put it this way, the quick answer is we have to start with us. We cannot expect people to behave or believe or show up at a higher level or better, let's just frame it that way, than we are for ourselves internally. If we're a grinder, if we go out and make that salesperson sweat and want to drink after we leave, then
Or
that's
during or while we're there.
he's pouring bourbon while he's talking to you. But then that's where we start. We have to start with ourselves. We have to start really asking ourselves these hard questions and say, you know what, is that really who I want to be? Do I really want to show up with poverty consciousness? And grinding and having to, is that who I want to be? And even if the answer is a little bit yes, because that's what you're comfortable with, then you ask yourself the next million-dollar question. Well, is that who I want to show up when I'm selling, when I'm attracting new clients? Is that the kind of client I want? And if that answer is an emphatic no, then that's the indication. Now's the time for you to grow. Now's the time for you to shift and transform that old poverty consciousness that's been maybe with you your whole life and make a decision that that's not who you're going to be. So I believe we started with this whole dynamic of you've got to ask yourself the right questions. So we just talked about what questions you could start with. Ask yourself if that's who you are, if that's what you believe, that's what how you're showing up as a buyer. And then ask yourself, do you want that kind of clientele? So those are questions. But then the million-dollar question, if you really want to change, is if that old belief and that old poverty consciousness is not serving you any longer because it's attracting the wrong people, the wrong prospects, then how can I? Ask yourself, how can I show up better, show up different? And I'm sure that Mike even has some examples of what that looks like when you show up better.
Yeah, so if you're writing stuff down, you're going to get the client that you are. So
There you
if you're
go.
in the butt client, you shall attract that. So stupid stuff. Like I'm in a hotel, my wife and I are traveling, and I didn't go to a hotel for the first 20 years. Like, if it's not on sale, you don't buy it. If we don't have relatives there, we don't go. We're not paying somebody $100 a night for a room, God forbid. And they got the water for like $4 or whatever. And, it took me a long time. So there's a portion of my life where financially a $4 bottle of water would have been an insane purchase because I made $4 an hour. Like that would just be a bad use of money. And then there's a part where it's like, all right, I make enough money where I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world, but it's probably not smart. And then there's a part where it's like, you make so much money, it really makes no difference whatsoever. I was still fighting, still have to be like, oh my gosh, can you do that? Whatever. And again, it's not the point of you're getting screwed for a $4 bottle of water, probably. But the point is, we have this poverty mindset well beyond the poverty, right? They say you can take the kid out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the kid. This is from the ghetto, by the way. So please don't judge him or being, don't send me any angry tweets. And it takes, and again, it takes a while to, just like Tracy said, you've got to acknowledge who put that in there and was it helpful, right? So my mom put that, and it wasn't helpful, and she loved me, right? Doesn't mean she's a bad person. She wasn't trying to hurt me. She's doing the best she can. She's an amazing mom, but it wasn't helpful, right? And we've got the quality of life we have is much better because the quality of thinking we have is much better. So let's do this, and you can pick if you want to buy or sell, Tracy. So you can pick the hard job or the easy job. Let's do two role plays, same question. So this is going to be a hard role play for the buyer, the seller. So whatever the buyer is going to object, the seller is going to do this, not identical, but to the best of their ability, the same words. But one's coming with the belief that makes sense. I would do the same thing. That's a reasonable objection. How could, whatever. The other one is going to not change the script. Obviously, we don't have a script, so it's not going to be memorized, but you're going to try and say generally the same thing, completely different beliefs. Coming from a place of that's a ridiculous thought, right? Like it costs what it costs, right? If I went into the Mercedes dealership and I'm like, hey, I want the new S class, and they're like, great. I'm like, just so you know, I've got about $38,000 to spend. He's not gonna go, that makes sense. I would do that. Or he will, I don't know, but I'm probably gonna find myself outside pretty quick, right? in my car, like, all right, run along, little man. So what do you think? You can buy or sell, you can do whatever you want. We're gonna do the same role play twice. Similar verbiage, but we're going to try and do one with the belief that that makes sense. I would do it. I get it. Or just even the response, even if the words are a little different, but it's not so much the words I want y'all to focus on. It's the how we show up. So you want to buy or you want to sell?
I'll buy this time. I'm often in the other shoes,
All
so.
right, you get to give me any objection that you want. I would
Okay.
that this week. And Tracy, by the way, Tracy, I haven't talked zero about this. So whatever objection, only rule is having coached enough of our people, make it something. A lot of our people are like, oh my God, I hear it, right? Don't make it some wonky thing that's not going to get value to the listeners. So as long as
Sure.
it's an objection, the listeners are going to go, yes, role play that.
Right.
First time, all I'm going to do is whatever the objection you give, I'm going to immediately internalize it. Like, yep, that's how I would do it. All right. So, hey, Tracy, super excited to and honored that you let us bid. We can take care of XYZ just like you talked about it for $1,000 a month. We'd love to get started here in a week. Just give us, you know, sign here, authorize, we'll get going.
Oh, yeah. That's not how we make decisions here. So I have to take it back to my partners and the board, and we need to talk this over and crunch the numbers, and then we'll get back to you.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. I kind of thought we were going to get started sooner. Like, what? I mean, what are they going to say?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. I don't know what they're going to say yet. That's why I need to speak to them first.
All right. So that's the end of the role play. I'm literally, as I was trying to be in touch with, that makes sense. I would do the same thing. I was literally, like, those of you who listen to more than 1.5 podcasts, I'm never at a loss for words. Literally couldn't think of anything to say. Cause if my person was, yeah, that makes sense, I would talk to someone as well. Then I was like, what? I have nothing to say. So I had two options. I could say nothing, which is what I chose, or I could be combative, right? That, like, that's stupid. Like, you just come out and start, which is funny because I don't know about you guys, but I tend to judge the thing that I am more harshly than the thing that I'm not, which is weird. So we see someone acting like that. If you're like, why did I get confrontational? That's not like me. It's because we attack this thing that we see. So oftentimes if you find yourself getting confrontational, it's because they're demonstrating a thing that you hate because you see it in you, and that it's a gross thing about us. So sorry, I meant to do a better role play, but literally if my mind, and we'll do it right, but if my mindset is committed to, I believe that, I was just, what?
You got nothing to say.
What am I going
to
say other than, you're right. I guess, or argue. I could start badgering you. Come on, Tracy, that doesn't make sense. You told me you're going to commit. That's not fair. Like, we could role play that, but y'all know that's not going to work. All right. Do you want to give me the same objection? Give me the same objection just so we can hear it differently. But I'm going to get in touch with, so now this person is the exact same person I was before. I just don't believe. And by the way, I guess that's the other problem. That's not me. I'm so a decision maker.
You're right.
I can't even fathom, like, I really want this problem solved and I need it solved now, but I'm going to jerk around for another 2 weeks and talk with another 6 people whose opinions I don't care about. I can't even do that. All right, Tracy, $1,000 a month. We can't wait to get started. Let's get this party rolling.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I really appreciate the proposal, but I need to take it back to my partners and we'll talk about it and we'll get back to you.
I'm confused. I thought you said this was a problem.
What do you mean?
Sorry. Again, I'm taking it back because we talked about this. We spent the last half hour with you telling me, and again, as I would summarize her pain, so I'm going to make it up, but that you feel like you're about to lose your job. Oh, and by the way, if this is all assuming I understand her pain. So if I'm just giving her a proposal and I have no idea what it's for, it's just a low price, then there's nothing to talk about. So we're kind of assuming, you got to go through the training we give you, but we're assuming we've talked her pain. So I'm going to recap that. I'm just confused, Tracy. You spent the last half hour saying it's affecting how you look at work, how you feel your teammates see you, more importantly, how your boss sees you when you go home with your husband. You guys are fighting because of this. I am totally taken aback, totally fine. What everyone does is fine, but the way you talked, it was a real problem to be solved now. What am I missing?
Well, you're right. It is a problem for me, but I still have to convince my other partners that it's important to them. I mean, you know, they still have to sign off on it.
Got it. So if they're not willing to do anything different, you will continue on fighting with your husband, looking bad, ultimately getting fired, all the things that you told me are okay if your partners decide that's what's going to happen in your life?
No, I'm planning on convincing them. I mean, I want this.
So you tell me, sister, there's a difference between wanting and deciding. If you want it, let me know. I'll get the heck out of your hair and we'll talk when you've decided.
No, I've decided. Yeah.
Cool. It's $1,000 a month. We can get started here. Just give me a signature. So again, it's not so much I want you guys to get the what we said and what I said, because that was neither particularly good nor bad. But do you feel the energy from before? I was literally confused because I was putting myself in, hey, I wouldn't give an offer until we spent a long time getting clear on what's wrong and why it hurt and how committed she was to get fixed. So when she says it's bad and here's how bad it is, I got to get fixed now and here's why. And I go, great, here's the solution. She goes, oh, no, I'm not ready to solve it now. Literally confused because, yeah. So all that to say, the way I can show up this way is, Tracy, you make me an offer and I'll buy exactly, and I think you've seen me buy stuff for the company. Make me an offer for anything in the company and the personal thing, and I will buy the way I buy.
Okay. Mike, so right now the every other week cleaning for your amazing house so we can free up your time for your adorable, amazing wife is only $350 a month. We have the agreement. We can start next Monday.
Yeah, let's go. That's how I would buy. Or wait, we probably wouldn't have gotten to this point if I wasn't interested, but let's just look at it. You say the exact same, I go, oh yeah, I'm not doing that. Oh, those are my only two. That's it. If I say I'm not doing that, she's like, why? I'm like, hey, Tracy, appreciate it. There's nothing to talk about, but I'm out. And if I'm in, there's nothing to talk about because I'm in. So it befuddles me and be confusing. So for those of you that are like, I want to change watch this. This is voodoo right here. I want to make the people that I'm selling to stop grinding me on price. What you do is when someone goes $350, and in my mind, I'm guessing because I've dealt with you cleaners. If I worked hard, I could probably get her down to $250 a month. I could save a whole $100 a month. All it would cost is a little bit of my time, a little bit of my integrity, making some poor cleaner that doesn't make any money feel like garbage. That's all it would cost me. Right? Or I go, done, I'm in. And I expect to do it. And if I wasn't, I go, oh, say it was $2,000 a month. I'm like, oh, I'm not paying that. That's ridiculous. Do I say it's expensive or I'm not paying? I go, oh, appreciate it. Not for us. Best of luck. Sounds like a great product. It's not for me right now. Goodbye. So we think we need to change how we sell, which is part of it. We really need to change who we sell to, right? Who needs to know how to sell good if you just sell to people that want what you have and are decisive and pay a fair price? And you're like, well, how do I do that? That's what I want. I want to sell to that guy. You be that guy or you be that girl. And it gets to be fun. I first discovered this even when I was a kid. I went to Mexico with my friends and there's always this like, oh, I got this piece of garbage tchotchke for, you know, a nickel. You know, he wanted $20, but I talked him down to $1. And I'm like, you were literally a billionaire to this person. Like $1 means nothing to you. That might feed his family for, really? Give him the $20 or don't. Like what? But they were so proud. Like everyone gets into like the negotiation. And I'm like, I didn't make the connection then. It was just like, that seems weird. And again, please don't hear me being racist or anything. It's just, this is a money thing, not a race thing. We are rich Americans who make thousands of dollars a month and that they make thousands of dollars a year. I'm going to grind this poor son of a gun you're getting screwed. You overpay. Like, yeah, I paid $20 for something I could have got for $2. And I gave
it. That's the ultimate poverty consciousness is when we have it and we still show up that way.
And this is when I was young and I didn't have to, I still was broke, but I knew I wasn't broke as this poor guy living in a, you know, unair conditioned home. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
When you start being that person, and I'm telling you, when I was young and dumb, I got it with the poor little Mexican guy. But when it came to vendors, I was grind. And I had my construction company for a long time. Grind. And I finally took me forever to learn this. And it's because it's scary to just go, I'm just going to pay for that thing full price. You know, just like Tracy, if you were raised, if it ain't on sale, we don't do it. It's hard to go, I'm going to walk into the store. And it's so funny to my wife. I point like she's here, she ain't here. I was born super poor and she was born super rich. She has no problem walking in. Again, we have money. She just bought a dress for like $128. And I was like, oh my gosh, that seems like a lot. I could buy $1,128. It means nothing, but it just seems like a lot because I was born poor and I'm still working on that poverty mindset. She had that wealth mindset of it's $128. There's always money here and there'll always be money. So I'm going to let Tracy finish this out. But the big thing is, I don't know a possible way where you can be cheap, grind other human beings. Mm-hmm. If it ain't on sale, I ain't gonna buy it. Well, then good luck trying to sell anything for full price, right? Or I gotta talk to my wife, or I gotta think, or so if I'm not decisive, if I'm not willing to pay full price for the, or I want, and believe it or not, I've now turned to the opposite. I want the best, right? So I don't wanna do a, oh, look, my wife.
Just walks in.
I pointed to you earlier and you missed your cue, woman.
I wasn't here.
I know, that's the joke. She's really kinking my whole thing. We're doing a live podcast, so deal with that. And she lost that joke. I don't even know what the hell is talking about. So all that to say, it's much easier to, if you think that there's a disconnect and I can be this person here and buy, always grind, always beat the crap out of the salesperson and somehow have people show up in my world that are just going to pay full price, you're out of your mind. Not only do you want to, and it's hard at the beginning, you'll start going, oh, this feels weird. And it's going to feel weird. And then you'll get to the point where I just want the best. Like most of the time when there's multiple offers, I just take the top one. not because I hate money, but because I'm like, oh, whatever, I just want the good one, right? And most of the time price is associated. And that's one of the things I'm constantly trying to tell our people is they're like, it's price, you know, they're not making any money. We have to, and like some of their clients have to raise prices on. And like, you don't understand. She's blah, 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 blah. And it's like, she is treating you, people that pay attention. And you're charging slave wage rates and she's treating you like a slave and you're confused. Whose fault is that? Tracy, bring us home, baby.
Yes. So final bow on this whole topic. Be the buyer that you want to attract.
Perfect. That's ding, 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 nailed it. Again, we've got all sorts of ways to be a better seller, to get better clients and leads, but just that one transformation. And I'll tell you, not only is it going to be great as an owner attracting employees too, right? I've had this conversation with Tracy. She and I, you know, I pay her. She does amazing work. Hopefully she feels like anytime we've talked about her pay, Mike wasn't trying to grind and get the cheapest thing. He was like, what makes sense for everybody? What's going to help all of us be aligned to be on the same page? Not, and vice versa. I don't ever feel like Tracy's like, well, how can I get the most and give the least? We're both like, how can we achieve this goal? We're on the same page. So not only will you attract better buyers, you'll attract better, because really Tracy's buying my vision for, you've got 1,000 things you could do with your time. Please invest it here. That's a big vision to buy, right? And if I was like the cheapy version, she's not going to want to be a part of it, right? So I guess the point I'm trying to make is not only is this going to help you attract better buyers, it's mm-hmm. going to help you attract better humans. It's going to help you be a better human. And quite frankly, it's a lot more fun, right? When you just go into the car dealership or the whatever, and you just pay the full price, you tend to get the full experience and you walk away going, that was okay. That was worth it. I had a good experience. It was a good investment.
And the millionaire mindset versus the poverty consciousness is the distinction between whether or not you're going to not only have fun, but generally is correlated with happiness. You being a happy person, enjoying your life, enjoying your business is you first. Who you're being, how you're showing up comes first, always.
Grinders are miserable.
They are.
They are. All right, guys, gals, if that is scratching where you're itching, like, yes, these people know a couple things about a couple things. We got a lot of this going on. We have a whole team of people. Our whole job is to help owners of cleaning companies have better lives, have better schedules, be in control of their business, make more money, have freedom, more impact, all that good stuff. Sorry, I had a little hiccup right in the middle of that. If you were like, yes, please sign me up for double, grow my cleaning company. Goodness, it's a problem. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. We've got hundreds of podcasts. We've got an on-demand masterclass that's got the five shifts you need to make to transform your cleaning business. All the tools you need to have the freedom you want. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.